Welcome to A Few Minutes of Fantastic News. I'm Jonathan, and this is episode 17. I can't believe we've been going for 17 weeks, but there is such great news in God's Word about the redemption that we have in Christ and what that means for our lives, that we can go on into eternity as we are going to, mining the depths of the truth of the gospel. And today, as we are in the first week of the new year, I want us to look at some awe-inspiring words and just words written at the response of the awe before God from David. In David's last psalm, Psalm 145, and he starts a psalm by saying, "I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." So this is David matching what we generally understand, that there is a God so much other than us, so different, so beyond us. His ways are higher, his thoughts are higher than ours. So we can't fully comprehend him. We can't fully comprehend everything that he has done or how he does it over time in history and in our lives. But we know that God is so great, because he is the great creator, he is the redeemer of his people, and he's worked such majestic things out in history. And his greatness is truly unsearchable or unfully knowable. It's beyond our comprehension. And let that sink in for just a second. You worship a God that is so beyond you. Here's where the fantastic news comes in that invitation to worship this God that whose greatness is unsearchable, that his kingdom and works will expand forever and ever. And David gets to this point where he takes the beauty and greatness of God for who he is and what his works are, and they get personal. In verse 14 of Psalm 145, he says, "The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth." So look at these personal things, and this is the place, the fantastic news for you. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Are you stumbling today? Have you fallen? Do you find yourself depressed, discouraged, unhappy with the way that 2015 ended, and maybe even unhappy with the way 2016 has began? This is the God who will uphold you through the work of Christ on the cross for you. He allows you to stand. He maintains you. He keeps you. That's good news. The eyes of all will look to you, and you give them their food in due season. This is a God of provision, a God who will provide for you. We don't always understand how that provision comes. We don't always agree with what form that provision is brought to us, but God provides for us. And usually after the fact, we recognize it and we worship him. But in the midst of our need today, you can recognize the promise of provision. God satisfies the desires of every living thing. In Christ, all of our desires, all of our longings are met. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Do you feel alone today? Even in the midst of a crowd, even among friends and family? Here is your place of hope. Here is your fantastic news. The Lord, God himself, is near to you. Call on him. He is present, he loves you, and he cares for you. And that, my friend, is fantastic news. Have a great day.